Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you have a Twitter account, Eddie, by any chance?
I do not.
You do not. Well, there is a guy who's sending me this thing. It says if you follow this particular Twitter account and then turn on your notifications, it's C-19 Vax Updates, and it's all about New Jersey. He was able to get three family members of his that were eligible appointments in different places.
I sent this to you via text.
Yes, I saw that. Okay. But my wife, for her business, does have a Twitter, so maybe I can
Do that. Have her follow it. And then turn on the notifications for that particular Twitter account. And then anytime it tweets, then boom, you'll know right away. And then hopefully you'll be able to get yourself an appointment.
All righty.
An astute listener, Cliff, tweeting us that. Someone who was concerned about you getting a shot and all that stuff. Okay, so we're getting fans in the building the first time tomorrow night. Speaking of COVID-19 and all those things at Madison Square Garden. I know that you'd like to go to a Ranger game at some point.
Sure.
I know that Evan Roberts wants to go to a Nets game at some point. Maybe they will talk about that with the New Jersey Devils and Governor Phil Murphy a little bit later with Moose and Maggie. So,
okay.
If I want to show up to one of these games and I want to get tickets to one of these games and I want to be allowed into one of these games, what do you have to do?
All right. So here we go. So if you're going to attend one of these games at Madison Square Garden, you have to present first a negative PCR COVID-19
not
test.
Not a rapid test.
A negative PCR COVID-19 test that was taken within 72 hours of the event.
All right. So people know, because PCR might be something that's going over somebody's head. It's not a rapid saliva test. This has to be one of those.
Remember I had to take mine?
Right.
I took mine on Friday, and I got my results back on Monday night.
Okay, so that's up the nose,
but that
swab.
That was over the weekend, too. So
that's a swab situation.
Right.
And, so the home tests that we do, those are PCR tests.
Right.
Because that's a nose swab sent in, and that's a real test.
They also must complete a health survey that will be made available to them 12 hours prior to the game. So anybody that is going to the game tomorrow, they will be receiving one of these surveys sometime tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and that's just basically, do you have a fever? Do you have a cough? Have you been around somebody with COVID?
Have you traveled? Yeah. Have you quarantined? The whole thing.
Right.
Now, upon arrival at the Garden, you got to go through a whole nother few steps. Fans will undergo a temperature check and must register below 100.4 degrees.
Okay.
The gates will open approximately 90 minutes before game time, and fans will be assigned specific entrances. Face coverings will be required unless the spectator is actively eating or drinking. To purchase concessions or merchandise, only cashless payment methods will be allowed. Madison Square Garden is the world's most famous arena. Blah, blah, blah. Perform here in the fans and inspire them. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. So there you go. So, yeah, we talked about that a little bit when we first got the news. Want to remind people of that whole thing. What if you're vaccinated? Can you show up with a vaccination card?
Yeah, it didn't say anything about the vaccinations here. And I'm sure that that's something that the people that are being contacted about getting the tickets and coming to the games, I'm sure that they are asking those same questions. I do not have the answers to that.
Now, are you going to end up going to a Rangers game at any point soon?
I may.
Yeah. If they were playing better, would you rush over
there?
They
actually are playing good. They won two in a row.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying. If the season, if they got started off like a 10-0-2 start, I think you'd probably be there.
It'd be unbelievable.
First game.
But I'm actually, Alexei Lafreniere had a great goal the other day against the Capitals. It was awesome. Mika needs to start playing better, scoring some goals, getting some confidence back. There's talk about trying to add Jack Eichel. We can't afford him. And the last thing I want to do is be trading away young stars. We got about five or six young kids that I want to keep and I want to grow here, man.
Yeah.
and everybody wants to go add a $10 million player, you know, in this salary cap sport that was just all it does is hamstring you. And then they got to decide whether or not they're going to extend Mika in a couple of years. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. But, you know, this guy, he'll wake up. He'll come out of this funk that he's in. It will be fine.
Yeah. So speaking of transactions and stuff, I did want to bring this up earlier. Totally forgot to. Brett Gardner coming back. We get that news on Friday. Yeah, I like it if he's not starting anymore. I mean,
he's not.
And that's the
Clint
thing.
Clint Frazier is going to start. The only thing that I worry about, as long as, you know, and I'm sure they talked to Brett about this. Look, Brett. Clint Frazier is going to be our starting left fielder.
He has to be.
Right. All right. He will be. And you have to understand that. Are you okay understanding that and being the Brett Gardner and when we ask you to play? And hell, who knows? You saw what happened 2 years ago.
Sure.
Half the team was injured.
Yep.
So I kind of like the fact that he's back. He's not making the same amount of money. He's a great guy. He's a Yankee. He's a homegrown Yankee. Why wouldn't you want him back?
Yeah, I think that Yankee fans, the way they look at it is, all right, he's done. He's seen enough of his slumps. You feel like the team has underachieved the last couple of years.
God,
you just feel like it's over. That's what the Yankee fan will say that's against it. But, I mean, we'll look at it from a fact of, I mean, this guy's been here forever. He's a great clubhouse presence. I mean, you want to have him around.
He's a great player.
I mean, he's going to be a great bench player for you.
Yes, exactly. And I'd much rather give him the money and have him on my team than somebody else out there that you're bringing in from the outside that you don't know anything about. You know, if you're sitting here going through this whole Domingo Germán thing and Aroldis Chapman thing, you know, it's nice to have a guy like this. It's stability. It's consistency. It's he can play multiple positions. You know, he could go in and pinch run for you. He could do so many different little things for you that you just take everybody kind of takes for granted. You know, and I don't think that this is going to be in any way, shape, or form a negative towards Clint Frazier. Everybody's worried about, you know, is Clint Frazier going to be looking over his shoulder? You know, if Clint Frazier is good as he thinks he is, because he's another one that will tell you how good he is.
Yeah, all right,
you know what? Then it doesn't matter who's on the bench.
To be fair, that was a while ago. He's grown up.
He's definitely grown up. I know that. But I'm just saying that if he's as confident in his abilities, it doesn't matter who's on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, then he should be working harder and trying harder to be even a better player. So he's going to get his opportunity. And you know what? The only thing that I would say is, let's say he goes through a 2-week tailspin.
Clint Frazier, you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Yankee fans will be screaming for Brett Gardner to go in there.
See, I don't even know if they will. I mean, depending on if the team is losing or not. I mean, I don't know. I think that most Yankee fans want to see Clint Frazier get an opportunity every day and not have to look over his shoulder and not have to worry, because that's what he's been doing his entire career as a Yankee.
I understand that. But, you know, like, Brett Gardner could play center field for you, too, if Hicks gets hurt or needs a day off or whatever.
Well, that's the biggest thing is there's injuries all over the place with this team. You need as many guys that you could trust on the roster as possible.
Look at what Voit, Urshela, Talkman, Brett Gardner... I'm trying to think who else was in the mix there for a while. You know, a couple of years ago when everybody got hurt. And this group of no-name guys or has-been guys brought them all the way to the playoffs. So I always feel like you could never have enough quality people on your team. And to me, you know, like if Aaron Judge 15 years from now is that player, bring him back for another year, you know, and let him finish out as a part of your team, then great. That's what you want. So I don't see it. This is a win-win for both the player and the team, and it's a good way for them to recognize what Brett Gardner has meant to the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the initial reaction from Yankee fans, that the ones that didn't want him anymore, was thinking that he's going to be blocking other players or he's blocking Clint Frazier or those things. And right now, that's not the point.
And no. I think he realizes that.
Yeah.
You know, because if somebody else wanted him and somebody else was willing to pay him $15 million a year,
he would have gone and done it.
He would have gone easily.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case. A lot of people weren't. And so the best place for him is right where he is right now.
Yep.
It's comfortable. It feels right. And, you know, anybody who's going to think that this in some way, shape, or form is going to have a negative impact on Clint Frazier, forget it. It's not even a discussion.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So you're looking up some of the Suffolk County football schedules over there, or what?
Yeah, so it looks like they're going to be starting in March, and they'll play a five-game regular season. Then they'll have their playoffs, and it looks like, I guess, if you win all your games, you could play up to seven games. So a five-game regular season through March and April.
Oh, man. Freezing your ass off in March out there.
I was just asking, gee, what's worse, a November game, late November, or a March game?
Definitely March. It has to be March. The way, especially right. Weather's been around here lately, like, you know, October and November, really nice. Even into December can be nice.
Looks like opening weekend is the weekend of Friday, March 12th.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a giant snowstorm March 12th.
Right.
I don't think you get a giant snowstorm in November anymore.
You can.
It's rare, but it hasn't happened in a while.
Columbia played a game in October against Yale about 7-8 years ago in a blizzard.
See, I feel like things have changed over the last 5 years or so, like the weather patterns. It's just, it's colder longer. And
hey,
it's
you know what?
Longer.
They're playing, and that's all that matters. The kids are playing. They're getting an opportunity to play. Now, unfortunately, a lot of these kids will play football, and they'll go right into their spring sport.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, which is a lot, but you know, beats not playing. That's the thing. That's the thing. You know, like Deion Sanders, where his team is playing right now. At least the kids are playing. At least they're having an opportunity.
All right. So if you're doing a month draft, who's your first pick? Who's your last pick?
Oh, my first pick is August.
Really? Okay. Mine's July.
Okay, I'm taking August as my first pick. My last pick,
February.
It'd either have to be like right now or March.
Yeah, it's February or March. It's one of the two. Yeah. I'd probably say February because March, you got the tournament. So the tournament's a great thing. Once football,
I thought you were talking about weather. I didn't know you were talking
everything,
about
everything. Everything.
I mean, you said July. I mean, well, there's nothing but baseball going on in July.
Okay, but still, it's weather involved with that, too.
Well, I thought that's what you were asking me about, was like your favorite weather month.
Well,
my favorite weather month for me is like September.
Okay, September's a beautiful weather month. Jerry, first pick, last pick in the month draft, where are you going?
If it's just weather, I would go September. If we're going everything, I'll go August.
Okay. It's everything. The question's everything.
Then August.
Oh, okay. All right.
The question is everything.
I didn't understand it.
It's a month draft.
August.
You're going August, huh?
August. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the best month of the year weather-wise.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think September is. But you got football starting. You got baseball. August is good.
Okay. See, July to me is just, it's untouchable. I'm taking July every
time. Yeah, a lot of vacation time there, too.
Well, yeah, July is just the best. I mean, it's July 4th and just everything. And then you got the whole summer ahead of you, you feel like. August, you feel like time's ticking. You know, you're getting back to September and then everything else, and the vacation time's over.
Yeah,
and then
we're
back
here. 2 weeks in August, though, you know?
Eh.
I like it.
All right, Al, month draft, where are you going?
I'm
going
to go June.
Wow, okay.
June.
I'm the only one taking July.
Who goes June?
Yeah.
Because June is awesome and a lot going on after that, which is still great.
Right.
But
so,
it has nothing to do with after it. It's like,
no, but it's got the feeling of
I agree
it's
with
June.
Al.
This is awesome weather. And guess what? This ain't going away for months.
Yeah. So all June's right. My second pick. I take June over August.
What's your worst?
February.
October.
Yeah. October? Is your worst?
Because it means crap is coming.
Yeah, no, I know.
Using
Al's
logic.
In the middle of the football season.
October's a good month.
We're talking weather.
October's a great month.
No. Plus, you can consider it Rocktober, which makes it better. A lot of
sure.
Rock stuff.
How about just November through February? Terrible.
No, it is.
Terrible.
Yeah, that is true. All right, Jerry, what's going on in the update?
What is going on? You just mentioned Deion Sanders, so let me give you this clip. I'm going to tell you up front, the audio is terrible, but this is the best I could find. If it's no good because there's a hum in it, just tell me and we will stop it. Okay, is that fair?
All right, sure, go ahead.
So this is the whole boombox thing. He had a boombox stolen, and he was asked to compare his boombox being stolen to his stuff being stolen out of his, I guess, out of the locker room where he lost his wallet, his phone, everything. Here was Deion after his Jackson State debut and victory.
What happened with the boombox? That guy didn't know that was my car. He had no way to know it. He found out. And he handled his business. And I got much love for him. This fool knew what he was doing today. Mm-hmm. He knew what he was doing without a shadow of a doubt.
All right, so if people missed that, the fool who took his, he said, boombox, didn't know it was his boombox.
He said much love to him.
Yeah, much love to that guy. But this guy who took all his stuff, he knew it was his stuff. He knew exactly what he was doing. Wow. But, I mean, there were multiple people who said it was a misunderstanding, though, that someone took the stuff and secured it somewhere. And he's saying, no, that wasn't the case.
Right. Well, at least in the 7-minute post-game press conference he had. Now, I don't know what happened after that. Supposedly, you said he was told that it was a misunderstanding, and he said, absolutely not. I don't see that anywhere, but that was the 6 minutes.
It's his own Twitter account that he goes to.
Oh, okay. So there wasn't video of that then.
No, there's no video of that. So Deion, on his own Twitter account, there was a guy who, I guess, covers Jackson State football, who tweeted out it was a misunderstanding. And he quote tweeted that and said, no misunderstanding. And this is another thing he tweeted. Whomever putting out the lie that my belongings wasn't stolen is lying. My belongings were taken out of a zipped bag in my office and more items were taken as well from my office. We have retrieved them since being reported. My staff member witnessed the crime. #truth. Now, the other thing that I was alluding to is this guy, Stephen Gaither, says there was a miscommunication with what was happening with Deion Sanders' stuff. When he came to the presser, he thought it was stolen, but a member of the JSU staff had it secured. It was his first game at the stadium. It was a hectic week. And he said, nah, it was stolen, but they got it back. It was stolen out of my personal bag in my office. My assistant caught the gentleman in the process of stealing it, but she was alone. No miscommunication, my man, at all. So that's what's going on. So he insists that someone was stealing his stuff. Not everybody thinks his stuff was getting stolen.
But they won the game 53-0.
Right. And the thing is, if you want to steal, the lesson we really learned here, if you want to steal something from Deion Sanders, just make sure that you know it's not his stuff. Because then it'll be okay.
Well, he feels like he feels worse because the guy knew it was his stuff.
Yeah, it was targeted.
And he was stealing it from him.
Right.
As opposed to the guy who stole the boombox who didn't, he just saw the boombox in the back of the seat. Yeah, I'm going to take that.
I'm just going to take this boombox.
Okay.
And then offered him a job to, as he said, to give the guy an honest living so he doesn't have to do this stuff.
See,
and
I like
guy,
that.
I guess, declined.
He declined?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He
that's
he does
surprising.
What he does. Yeah, terrible.
Eh, I'd rather steal. I mean, I'm making like $100,000 stealing stuff. I don't need your terrible job at this football program. I'm good. See you later. Well, anyway, I kind of like that story, though, of him trying to bring him in and be like, listen, you don't need to be living this life of crime. Join my staff. There's a bunch of stuff you can steal around here.
Apparently so. Phil Murphy, New Jersey governor, to join Musa Maggie 1120 for for a COVID-19 sports-related announcement, so hang out for that. Nets beat the Clippers last night, 112-108. You had an offensive foul on Kawhi Leonard. The other way, James Harden, a couple of free throws to put the Nets up by four. They win by four, and prior to that, DeAndre Jordan, 13 points, including the go-ahead hoop in the final minute. Here was Steve Nash. It wasn't an easy game for sure. They blew a lead, but in the end, they got it done.
I don't think today was perfect by any stretch. There's lots of breakdowns, but our hustle and overall desire, I think, carried us for stretches.
The stretches that they needed. Here was Harden. What does he see from this club now that he has been here for a little bit?
We're playing hard now, and we're playing smart. Like we've had time to practice. We've had time to go over things on both ends of the ball.
And starting to play defense. Here's Kyrie Irving, who says coaching's a big part of it.
Steve holds us accountable. Because we need to be coached. I don't know everything. Everyone else on the team doesn't know everything. So it takes a full collective effort for us to go against these great teams.
And part of that coaching is making sure there's attention to detail.
I know I say it's just words, but you guys don't get a chance to be in our locker room all the time. But the preparation is where it starts.
And the little things, and that's where things have come together. And they've won 6 in a row overall, won 5-0 on the trip. No Kevin Durant, as we know. Nets home for the Kings tomorrow
night. If Kyrie Irving would have said all of this stuff at the beginning of the season.
And didn't disappear for three
and
weeks.
Didn't disappear. I mean, he's a very likable dude. He sounds great. He's obviously they're winning. Winning helps. But all the stuff that he is saying now is completely 180-degree different from what he said at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, where we don't need a coach. And
I'm not talking to the media.
Yeah, the pawns.
The pawns, yeah. I mean, now all of a sudden, it's all changed.
Right. And then he took a three-week hiatus to get his stuff together. So
I think the biggest thing with that was the fact that there was no communication, honestly.
Because there is communication.
No, there is, but he just disappeared and the team said nothing. And so you're sitting there wondering, what in the hell has happened to this guy?
Well, he hadn't told the coach or the general manager at that point either.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Yeah. that's why we had an issue with it.
It's a very good point. Knicks, meantime, are a game away from 500. They are 15-16 with their win over the T-Wolves, 103-99, a win in which they get the T-Wolves head coach fired. That was Ryan Saunders. He was let go after the game. Here was Tom Thibodeau talking about Julius Randle and who else? 25 points, 14 rebounds.
We were struggling to score. We got into the post a couple times, and he got us good looks inside. So he was very good down the stretch.
And here was Randle, just glad they pulled it out.
Just kept fighting, kept battling. And got stops and made plays down the stretch when we needed to. So I'm proud of our team for that.
So not bad. 15-16. They play the Warriors tomorrow night. Fans at the Garden.
Man, must win Tuesday.
Must
win Tuesday.
Well, think about it. Fans are in there and get back to 500. It's a huge one. It's the biggest game of the year for them. Hands down.
Steph Curry.
It is.
All right. I mean, if they lose and they win the next two games, it's forgotten.
Well, okay.
It's not a must
right
win
now
till
it's
a
the
must
moment,
win.
It's a must win Tuesday.
I look at this as a low risk, high reward game.
Hey, look, Julius Randle's going to be named to the All Star team tomorrow. He'll be a reserve. Everybody's going to be happy. And then don't go out and lay an egg in front of your fans playing against Steph Curry and Draymond Green.
Right. With their temperature checks going in there, doing everything they can, getting their PCR test to go see this team. Yeah. Don't poop yourself in this spot.
Let's go. Let's make it happen. Must win Tuesday.
All
without
right.
question.
Fair enough. Must win Tuesday. Good. Got it. Pelicans came back from 24 down in the third quarter, beat the Celtics in overtime.
Get it into Williamson. Zion driving at Thompson. Driving. Throws it up off the glass and rolls in. And one. Ask and ye shall receive from the Smoothie King Center.
Just feed the man.
Just like you draw it up, baby.
That color commentator really
love that.
Coming in, making the big bucks.
Feed him.
Just feed the man.
Oh, it was funny. So, yeah, so that was Pelicans radio yesterday as New Orleans winds up beating Boston in overtime. A couple of other things here of note. I'm trying to find. I had the Charles Barkley. Did you hear this on Thursday with Barkley on TNT? I played the Shaq thing earlier. Yes or no?
I don't believe so, but Thursday's a long time ago in my life, Jerry. Many things happened. My brain is filled with a bunch of crap I might have forgotten about.
Filled with a bunch of crap, yes. And apparently I am full of crap because I can't find it. Here it is. Okay, fine. So this was, they're talking about the All-Star rosters, and I just thought of it because you mentioned Julius Randle being named at some point here. We expect that. And they had to fill out their All-Star reserves. And so Barkley picks Jordan Clarkson over Anthony Davis, and listen to the response he gets from the guys on the panel.
It's not who's the best player. It's who's having the best year. That's how
No. Say it again.
Jordan Clarkson is having a great year. I want to reward him.
Okay.
Over Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Just silence. Now, the thing about this is you got Clarkson's averaging 18 points and 3 rebounds, and Anthony Davis may have be having a down year, averaging 24 and 8. How do you say that with a straight face?
Well, he wants to reward the guy, you know, a pat on the back.
I understand, but still kind of funny. Yeah. And that was with the same night Shaq didn't know who Pascal Siakam's first name was.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, Anthony Davis is not going to be in the All-Star game anyway.
Yeah, he's all hurt.
No, but you can still be named to it. And right. It's a crowd. I don't know about incentives in your contract. Now, who knows? Maybe All-Star, you know...
could be worth millions of dollars.
It could be. I don't know. So you guys were talking about Domingo Germán. Perhaps today is the day that he meets with his team, it looks like, all individually to discuss with him his off-the-field issues. Maryland beat Rutgers 68-59 on Sunday. Capitals beat the Devils 4-3. And in golf, Max Homa won the Genesis Invitational at Riviera. He beat Tony Finau in a playoff, and he was very emotional because he is a local kid.
Had good feelings this week. Been playing great. City of Champions, no. Dodgers, Lakers, me now, so.
Come on, you got to love
Dodgers,
that.
Lakers, me.
I feel you bad making fun of it, but it is funny.
I know what I mean.
Lakers, who'd he say, Dodgers?
Yeah, the Dodgers.
Homa.
Yeah, the Dodgers, Lakers, and me now.
Oh, man. That is yeah,
he
funny.
Had the shot of the day, though. Come
he
on,
did.
Man.
Oh, I'm not.
No, of course.
No doubt. Listen,
and it's a great moment for him. It's just hilarious when he's crying and his voice is cracking. The Dodgers, the Lakers, and me.
Just say, come on. It's pretty funny.
Had good feelings this week. Been playing great. City of Champions now. Dodgers, Lakers, me now. So, how are you feeling?
Oh man, all right.
I mean, Tony Finau helped out a little bit.
Yeah, Finau's probably rolling his eyes listening to that. Oh god. Jeez.
Oof.
What was worse, that or Evan?
Evan
by far.
And by the way, I did get a translation, so there is somebody yelling at him in Spanish during that clip that you played. Do you have it there, Jerry, so people
can
hear it?
Yes, I do. I can pull
right,
that
so
up for you.
Evan tried to recreate this Andy Chavez jumping in the snow thing from his social media. So Evan does it, and then there's someone in the background. It's either his mother-in-law or his wife yelling at him in Spanish.
Quédate ahí, quédate ahí. Vas a ir a la casa de nieve.
Yeah, the cat. Snow cold, baby.
So the translation from a couple of tweeters was, stay outside and don't drag that snow into the house. That's what it was.
You know, when you compare it to the Andy Chavez one,
yeah,
it is pathetic.
No comparison.
Oh, my God, it's pathetic.
Like I said, I thought him playing basketball was unathletic. I never realized you could look unathletic jumping into snow.
Yeah, he kept all his clothes on. Didn't Andy Chavez have his shirt off or something?
He did.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. In all honesty, and I know we're not going down this path, but if we did go down the path of having a softball team, do you think why the face? why the sigh?
Go ahead.
I mean, like, do you think I would let him play?
No, of course not. You would not let. And if he did play, you would be up his, you know what?
I got to be honest. You have to let him play.
Why?
Because TV will be recording it, and it'll be awesome.
Yeah, but I want to win.
And we got to bring his mother-in-law to scream at him in Spanish the entire time, too.
How do you say you suck in Spanish?
I mean, do you think Craig made him do that?
I don't know. I really don't know. Al?
That does smell of a let's try to up our video views.
Yes.
Type of
well, they
conversation.
They got a TikTok account now, so that's probably what it was. It's probably like a perfect TikTok length video for him to jump in the snow, and he did.
He took one for the team. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Which I do admire that.
Yeah. Does Evan, here's the other thing I wonder. Does Evan speak fluent Spanish? So, like, he knew what his mother-in-law or wife was
he
saying?
He didn't react.
Well, somebody told me that in the original Andy Chavez one, someone says that exact same thing in Spanish.
Oh.
So I think they were They were trying to fully recreate the video.
Oh, I got you. Okay, that makes sense. All right, very good.
Interesting.
All right. Like that video only has 13,000 views. Not that that's terrible, but like he went out of his way to attempt to jump into snow. Was probably hoping for like 50K.
Well, it could get to 50K by the time they talk about it today
that's
on the
true.
Show.
It was the weekend,
it's
right?
It's still early.
You always say Twitter's dead on the weekend, Al.
Great point. I stand corrected.
If he would have taken his shirt off, though, he definitely would have gotten there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So that's the rule there. Get naked and jump in the snow. You would have gotten your 50K. There's no doubt about it.
Then he could have a fans-only account.
OnlyFans. Yeah, only
whatever.
OnlyFans.
Same difference.
Imagine Evan Roberts on OnlyFans.
I tried to get Al to do one. Take nude shots with just his skivvies on.
People would buy it. They
I
would.
Know that. That's
they
what
they
I said to him.
They would do a subscription. They would.
And I'm what did you me. Say? If you could make 100K a year, you'd do it, right?
Yeah, then I would do
I
it.
I think you would do that.
You...
I do.
Wait. You would sell your body for money if you made $100,000? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, images of his body.
Images
of
his body, yeah.
I mean, are they like, all right, so let's discuss this for a minute.
Al's got sex appeal.
So you're saying right now on this radio show that you would have, what's it called, an OnlyFans account?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans account. If you knew you could make $100,000 and you would show your winky and everything?
No.
No, tasteful shots.
Tasteful nudes. I proposed pictures of him in just boxer briefs and maybe shots.
No, these have to be tasteful nudes, right?
No.
They have to
no,
be nude. Don't. If you really want to make the money, you got to be nude.
But I think he can make that money just in boxer briefs and showing his buff physique.
I don't know, man.
Or just like, you know, like my iPhone blocking my schween, like just, you know, things like that. Like me making turkey and the turkey's in
front
of the
area. How are you ever going to know, though, that if he can make $100,000 if you don't even try? You know what I'm saying? So you have to at least try it for a while.
Well, I think I can guarantee the $100,000. If he's going to sit here and say that he's going to do an OnlyFans account and do it totally naked, I'll pay him $100,000 to do it.
Be careful.
Yes.
Be careful, Al.
Okay.
Remember Washington, D.C., Monday Night Football.
No, this is the way that it works, all right? Because I already figured this out. Okay. Al starts it. And he does it for a year.
Okay.
And whatever money that he doesn't make that to get up to $100,000.
I'll make up the difference.
You'll make up the difference. Because did you say if you make $100,000 in a year, you would do it?
Yeah, pay off this condo.
Okay, so there
all
you
right,
go.
So you got to be, I mean, schween it all.
No. We're not going to make him show his schween. He's going to do tasteful nudes.
No, it's got to be the whole thing.
No.
Well,
tasteful
you know what
nudes.
He could do? He could go nude.
What is
but
a tasteful
have his
nude without schween hanging out?
Not in focus.
Like, it's like the ESPN, the body issue.
Right.
You don't see schween in there.
Like we
right,
saw
but
Prince
you're naked. Yeah. So stuff like that. So, okay, so if...
Be careful, Al.
So, Al, are you willing to do this where you start... And there has to be a thing, though, like how much money you go over $100,000. So let's say you do really well. Every dollar that goes over $100,000 goes to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. How's that sound?
So I just need my $100,000.
You will get $100,000 either way.
Not pre, like after taxes, $100,000.
Oh, no. Geez. You said $100,000. You didn't say anything about after taxes, right? You said $100,000. I mean, I will.
Think about it, Al.
Here's what I'll do.
Be careful.
I'll go on there 100,000 times and spend $1.
I think you could.
I'm not going to write you a $100,000 check. I'll just go on there 100,000 times and just keep spending $1.
You have to have a membership.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
But my thing is, I want full frontal nude.
Well, there's no, that $100,000 is enough for that. I think that we can meet in the middle on this, where Al can say, you know, he's blocking the schween with certain things, or like it's Whimsy's head that's there or something. Or, not like that.
That got weird.
That's not what I meant. I meant like, you know, he's out there. I'm like,
what's next? A Skippy peanut butter jar is going to be next to him?
No. That's not what I meant. I meant like he's in his apartment just walking around naked. There just happens to be the greyhound in front of him.
He's got a turkey leg.
I'm not saying no. I'm not like dunking his junk in gravy or something like that. I'm not saying that. Or like him in his bath fitter, but there's a loofah in front of it. Like something like that. So if he does that and it's you make it to $100,000, then good. But if you don't, then Boomer covers the rest to get you to $100,000. Think about it.
Okay, tough guy.
I think he's thinking.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I get to put that right towards the mortgage.
It is interesting, right? If you think about like just how easy it would be for you to make $100,000.
Yes.
And Al Dukes OnlyFans account.
But there has to be, he can't like chicken out on this thing. Like it has to be like at least a picture a week.
Picture a week? I'm thinking a picture a day.
A day?
What do they do? What does somebody normally who has these accounts, what do they do?
I mean, I have no
idea. What do they do?
No reference
point
on that.
How about this? How about we look into it a little bit more, and maybe we get an answer tomorrow from him.
Like, who has an OnlyFans account that you could log on to?
All right, so I remember that when it first happened, like, it was big in the news, that Bella Thorne was on there, who was an actress who was in some stuff. I remember that's, we talked about that.
I remember Bella Thorne,
and she, like, made a big, it was a big controversy because she went on there and, like, wasn't nude, and people who made money being nude were mad at her or whatever. So I know that she's got an OnlyFans account. Outside of that, I don't know who has, if famous people have OnlyFans accounts or not. I'm not sure.
I just Googled, and it said this is a website that deals with being an influencer. It says OnlyFans should post 2 to 3 times per week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
So more than once a week. All right, so 2 to 3 times a week. Now, here, the other part of this is Al's in a long-term relationship. This is another thing.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about whether he's going to do this naked or not. I mean, like, you know, he's got to figure all that out on his own. He's talking tough here. Hey, I would do it for $100,000. That, I, like, he brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
I understand.
So I'm just trying to think, you know, hey, you say something on this radio show, you're doing it.
Okay.
Well, he hasn't said he would.
Right? I thought you said he would.
Well, not with this offer.
What
I would
offer
need to see
of
a,
you?
Of course, a contract that the $100,000 would be paid out.
You
if
said
I
you would do it if you made $100,000.
Right.
Right, and then all of a sudden it changed. Well, $100,000 after taxes. No. You know, listen, I'm just telling you. You said you would do this, so
would you?
I
take
can't worry about it. Like he's got to take into
I
account
understand.
His other side.
I get it, and it's something that he's going to have to think about if he says yes. So $100,000 before taxes, you're out on.
Well, listen, I'm thinking about it. But I'm going to have to see a contract on the other side. If I don't hit $100,000, Boomer's going to.
Yeah, you really don't trust him?
The check.
You really don't trust that he's going to do that?
I need to see a contract.
Okay, fine. Get a contract drawn.
Yeah, well, because in that contract, it's going to say exactly what Al has to do. We need 3 or 4 pictures a week, and they have to be. I don't know. I want to see somebody's
site. We can't have his penis out there. I'm just going to say it. He can do it in a way that's still
tasteful.
Know. Yes.
I'm just saying that. All right. So is there another guy out there that has a fans-only account?
I'm sure there are.
And who is that guy? And then let's
There's
try
probably
to,
a million guys that have
You should have to emulate one of the guys that are out there doing this. And whatever he's doing... You do. Like, you just follow whatever he's doing.
Well, no. We want Al to be Al.
Right.
No, but like whatever the guy's posing, then he should pose.
All right. No, but we need the Al flavor.
Exactly. We don't need that person to be. Al's just going to do what he does. But it's got to be. It'll have to be. He's got to be nude, but he doesn't need to show.
Oh, good Lord.
His penis. That's what I would say.
I just. Put in Google the most popular 5 males on OnlyFans.
Okay.
And?
Al, you got a lot of work to do.
Oh, my Lord. And none of them are nude. That's
okay.
Exactly what I talked about.
Okay.
They have boxer briefs on, but we're talking 8-packs.
Yeah, I have also stumbled across this as well.
I might sign up.
All right, so these guys, like this guy's sitting on a toilet, right? But he's got a shirt
on.
Abs. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah. I mean, stuff like this would be fine. This guy's got a sheet over it. So
right.
So there's things you can do here. Whoa.
Hello.
Whoa. Don't scroll all the way down on that. I would recommend Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, no, I did already. It's been seen. I'm not going to be unseen at this point.
Oh no! That just ruined my week.
Yeah, but see, this is the point. He can't go half-ass. He's got to go full-ass.
You know what would be great is if we put Al next to these guys. Or any of us next to them.
I'm going to have a stroke.
Talk about emasculating.
I'm going to have a stroke. The laughing and what I just saw, I swear I'm close to having a stroke.
Okay.
Okay, this is some bad stuff. All right. You know what? So this whole thing has been moment of the day because we're kind of out of time.
Okay.
Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it, like me, you, and
that's
you.
Right. That's
all
right.
All of us. Yes, all we are. All of us. And that's what the first thing I did when I got home. I promised you I'd do that. I put the Casamigos Reposado on the rocks. And
that's what I did Saturday night.
I put a couple of those
perfect.
Back. Oh, it was tremendous.
Nice.
All right. So okay. So let's not just leave this. We're drawing up a contract. You're going to have someone draw up a contract?
I think you got to give him till tomorrow to make a decision.
But I also have to, we have to understand what he's doing. You just saw some photos there.
Oh, good Lord. He's not doing this.
No. There's a couple of photos that were there where that would have been fine. Where he, the guys in their boxers that are laying in bed, sitting right. on a, but, not oh. that video, the screenshot that I saw, where there were
right.
multiple
don't
people
say, right. yes.
involved.
Leave that alone. We were just talking about tasteful
the guy, yeah.
photos.
Yeah, tasteful. So you could be like, how about laying in the bed with like the sheet covering the private area and you got like, you know, one leg out type of thing, like that. You could do something like that.
Yeah, that would be that.
Or you
be...
in a robe. You love the robe. That'd be a perfect like a thing. Robe. You in the robe with, like, the foot on the toilet, you know, and just still cover
so,
everything.
And here's the other thing. It's the amount of photos that have to be taken. No photos can be used twice.
Yeah.
There has to be new photos all the time.
Who's taking these photos?
It looks like Mr. Selfie himself.
Yeah, yeah. Self-timer.
This is great. You could make a ton of money doing that.
Yeah. Really, that's why that's what we're trying
this
to get out.
This is what I was
this.
Saying.
It'd be great for Al.
One of the shots would just be $100 bills all over my body. Counting cash.
All right. We've got to take a break.
You think?
Are you going to put coconut oil on? Or
maybe.
Maybe, okay.
2 or 3 shots a week, he's going to be needing to use his imagination for sure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth.
So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.